I'm very privileged to be joined this morning by Damien Gillis. Damien Gillis is a filmmaker. He's also co-founder of the Common Sense Canadians. Very privileged to have you on our program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Sylvia.
Now, we have witnessed the re-election of Barack Obama, and with it, many people who care about the environment are celebrating the possibility of a change in policy. However, in Canada, our policy towards environmental protection seem to be in a regressive state with our pursuit of shale gas over protection of water. Where did we stand in this new cosmology of politics with a Democratic president that seems to be speaking, at least, to the need to do something about redressing climate change?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, if you just look at the U.S. presidential election for a second in and of itself, well, Barack Obama did speak of his concern about climate change, and particularly on the heels of Hurricane Sandy that, you know, prompted people like New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg to swing his support behind Barack Obama very much because of the reminder that that disaster sent about the importance of dealing with climate change. And so it cropped into the conversation towards the end of the campaign. But I think it was notably absent relative to other issues in the preceding debates, the three debates that were held, which I watched, and the environment really did not figure prominently in that discussion. What you did hear a lot of, and I think there was lip service paid to it, and I think Obama did that again in his closing speech, which was, you know, as a speech, I think it was fantastic. But, and it's good to hear him talking about those things. But there are a lot of questions that come out of that campaign, and I think one of them was, for me, one of the things I noticed was the sheer volume of spending on the sort of clean coal and clean gas lobbies, and an attempt to really, you know, the American Petroleum Institute ran millions of dollars worth of ads that were hard to miss if you were watching CNN or tuned into any election coverage in between the debates, etc. That's what you saw most prominently, was these commercials, people talking about being an energy voter and returning the United States to self-sufficiency by drawing on these abundant domestic resources of basically of coal and gas and oil. And so, and I think that both candidates really echoed a lot of that language in their comments as well. Both, certainly Mitt Romney, I mean, there's no doubt about where he stands on this. He'd have you drill, baby, drill. But I don't think Barack Obama proved himself to be that far off there. And I think another really big concern that should be on Canadians' minds right now is, where does the Keystone XL pipeline from the Alberta tar sands to the Gulf Coast in Texas, where does that stand now that Obama has been elected? As you know, he sent the company TransCanada Pipelines back to the drawing board over serious concerns that were raised about the pipeline route and protests that happened, large-scale protests in Washington, D.C. last year. And yet, I think there's a lot of concern that Obama, now that he's, that maybe he punted that issue to avoid splitting up or alienating his own base in the presidential election. And then now that he's back in office, it'll be really interesting to see where he goes and whether or not he opens the door back up to that Keystone XL. TransCanada is completing work right now, and there's a standoff in Texas with people that have put themselves in the path of preliminary work that's already going on to clear the right-of-way for this pipeline. So it's not like, you know, on the one hand we heard that he shut it down, but on the ground the reality is quite different. So in terms of that climate that Canada finds itself in, I think that there's no real sense for me of leadership coming out of the United States right now in terms of seriously moving towards a clean energy future. And Canada certainly is much further along that path and much more outwardly declared under the Stephen Harper administration to want to push forward these hydrocarbon economy projects, like expanding the Alberta tar sands, building two significant oil bitumen pipelines through BC, the Enbridge pipeline and the Kinder Morgan pipeline to Vancouver, tanker traffic on our coast, and of course, as you referenced, natural gas fracking in an attempt to open up new markets for our gas in Asia through building LNG plants on our coast to turn that gas into liquid so it can be shipped to new markets. So all of that is being pushed forward very hard in Canada. And I don't think that what we're seeing in the United States is really going to change that at this stage. But you never know. I think there's still, now that Obama doesn't have to worry about running again, he certainly started to talk a little tougher towards the end of the campaign. And hopefully that is a sign of some leadership in a new direction coming forth.
Well, I hope, you know, I won't hold my breath on President Obama. I do think that political leadership is led by mass resistance to policies that threaten the lives of people. We've been talking about climate change and the significance of reaching that magical number of 2%, and I think we've now surpassed that.